Paul Tadler was born in Portobello, April 24, 1947, and I'm the grandson of the late Benjamin Tadler that went down on the SS Cairo, torpedoed by a German U-boat. Captain Ben Tadler, he was the captain, of course. He was captain on the Coyle first, and served the island. When this Gulf started across to North Cindy, he decided to go with the Caribous. Anyway, he had two sons. Son was Stan, he was first mate, and then his other son was Earl. Earl, he was second officer. He left Cindy in when he got about halfway across the Gulf. The Grand Mirror was on the tail end. He always said that the Grand Mirror should have been in front instead of on the tail end. And he used to ask one of his mates, he said, did you see the Grand Mirror? She's pulled me on the rear back of the Swallows. And the other guy said, no, I haven't seen him. So anyway, they kept on going. And then, you know, before you knew it, they were hit by a torpedo on the broadside. And they didn't have much time for lifeboats because she went down pretty fast. In a matter of 5 to 10 minutes, I guess. So they didn't have much time. Some of the boats, they didn't get launched. A lot of people clung on the two boards and planks, whatever, to get out and get onto, and life jackets. Story goes on, like, there's a lot of people that were saved actually didn't know how to swim. And my two uncles, Uncle Stan and Uncle Harold, were actually perfect swimmers. Now, I don't know if they stayed with my grandfather, because the grandfather stayed with the ship. And I don't know if they stayed with him, but anyway, three of them went down with the ship. When they found his body, they found two, Uncle Stan and Uncle Harold. They had a little problem finding the grandfather first, but they did find him. He had a pocket watch on him, and his stopped, I think, around 4 o'clock. That's when the pocket watch stopped in the morning. He also had his compass. Now, the compass, my brother got it, and the pocket watch, his grandson, Benjamin Tadler, named after Captain Ben. So he got the pocket watch. She got hit. News got, was late when he got the news, I guess, in Channel in Port of Venice. Anyway, they start sending them boats, fishing boats, and whatever kind of boat they get, see, didn't pick up survivors. The Grand Mare, she was looking for the sub. She was told to go for the sub first before they pick up survivors. Anyway, that's what happened to the Grand Mare. That she did come back after and didn't pick up a few passengers and all that stuff. So it was a very, very emotional, sad day for Port of Ass. And, well, all Newfoundland, because it wasn't only Port of Ass that had crew members on there and loved ones. And actually, there was soldiers from the U.S. and from Canada on the same trip. So it concerned a lot of people. Well, like I say, the Port of Ass had a lot of members that are passengers and crew members on that boat. So it was, like I say, it was very... very sad. Hit the people very, very hard. It took a long time for them to get over. Just they had to bury so many bodies at a time. They didn't get all the bodies one time, so it stuck around for a nice while, because different days they had to keep burying people, and that brought on a lot of emotions. And like I say, I could imagine what it would be like if I was living at that time that happened, what way I would feel. I would probably feel really, really sad. But the people got over it, I guess, after a while. Well, you never get over a tragedy like that. So, and eventually they went on with their lives.